Hey.
Hello?
Hey.
I'll be there in like 3 minutes.
No, it's okay. You're helping me right now. How does this sound? Does this sound clear?
Yeah.
Okay, this is me on my microphone. I'm gonna grab your microphone now and I'm gonna talk to you again. Hold on.
I'm trying to.
You have to do it from a different place though. That's what you're testing the calls. How
But I
people.
was listening to music. I was listening to the Beatles, and you're interrupting it, and now I'm pissed.
Okay, well, stop acting it and help me. How do I sound with you right now?
I wanted to listen to the Beatles.
Do I sound okay?
Just talking to you makes me want to listen to Slayer now.
Can
Now I'm angry.
you honestly tell me how the fuck this sounds so we can stop this nonsense?
It sounds good, except maybe the swear words are a problem. But other than that, you
But
sound fine.
the volume and
Maybe.
everything is okay?
Yeah, I guess so. Maybe you should stop being so sassy
I
and
wonder
try
why
to act like
people
you're
can't
talking.
hear you as much as they can hear me. I'm gonna go over to Joe's now. Hold on.
I don't know. I don't know. Are you taking the place of Joe tonight? You're going to be mean and tough? Is that what we're going to do?
Hey, this is Joe. Like, this is Joe.
I can't hear you at all.
You can't hear me at all?
Hey.
Nope. Hello?
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 I'm just messing with you. Bye.
You can hear me okay?
I can hear you, Daddy.
So, are you just gonna ask me questions and I can answer it and then we'll go from there? And you can edit out anything that makes me look stupid or if I say something really messed up that needs to be gone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's talk about how much we hate Scott, guys.
Just in my checker.
I want to.
How you doing, people?
Wake up, feel fine. Grab my baggies off the clothesline. I want to wake up, restore. Thinking back on the night before. I said yeah. I said yeah, then I did it. Having
It
not a
feels like a
second
rape
thought.
dungeon in here.
I know exactly what he tastes like.
I said yeah, then I did it. La 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 la.
Just your mic, homie.
No, 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 no. You cannot buy the beer.
Okay, here's the show.
You son of a bitch. Oh, there it is.
Wasn't me.
Yeah.
I feel like I need to post this right now.
No, it's really good.
Post
I
what?
Fucking love it.
Yeah, it looks good because Joe's not in it. Joe brings everything down.
You can post it right now.
I'm gonna.
Just post it, and then I'll use it as the episode pick later anyway.
Okay. Hey, listen, we're episode
I
number
31
of Adjust
is
the Mic.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's 31. Adjust the Mic. And we are here with Scott.
Well, howdy there, neighbor.
Whoa, that was extreme. And Colleen's here to the
hey
right of me.
Hey, guys.
And I'm here, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi, guys.
How are you today?
Where's Joe?
Hi, Joe.
He seems happy over here. I'm just happy.
Who cares, right?
I'm in a very good, very good mood.
Yeah, you know, no Joe is a good
Being
thing, man.
Being curious
it's just
about
a very
things really
thing.
Helps us to learn.
Oh,
thank you, Mr. Rogers.
The Mr. Rogers
here
books.
We go again.
Yeah, thank
with
you, Mr.
that.
Rogers.
All right, so we're episode 31 of Adjust the Mic. Eventful past weekend.
Fun. Had a great time.
We'll get into that in a little bit.
Yep.
Are we jumping into the tragedy first, or is that where we're going?
Yeah, we're just going to start this off
with terrible, terrible, terrible news.
Big topic, polarizing topic.
Yeah, Kobe Bryant and his daughter, 41. She was what, 13?
13 years old. It's you know, after any death, you know, of a famous person, you know, especially if they have a history like Kobe has a past that, you know, where he had some issues, and that's very debatable on the end of that.
He's never found guilty of anything.
Exactly, 100%. And I couldn't agree more, but the other side that thinks that he did do it or whatever,
mm-hmm.
on social media, they're kind of, you know, I don't know.
There's two different sides to
They're just kind of like, eh. Yeah, just like, I guess, to anything.
Yeah, well.
There's going to be two sides, and social media polarizes that in a big way with all the memes.
Yeah.
And going for the jugular. Some of it's just for a joke, and it just.
Mom
it.
And dad lost their son. Sisters lost their brother.
100%.
Kids lost their father.
That's where
wife lost
hard.
Her husband. Yes. So fucking.
It's not about him. It's about, like, you know, the family, and it's about his daughter, bro, and it's about all the other kids and all the other people that were on that house. You can't be, it's a touchy subject, I guess, for me. I don't know how I fully feel about
it. It's different for us because we grew up with them. And like Colleen was saying before the show, she's not a big Kobe Bryant fan. But
that's true.
Not that I'm not a fan. I'm just not a basketball fan. I got the gist of him, and I understood he was important to the sport. And he always put out a good presence to me. I didn't even realize about all the stuff he got in trouble with until
Colorado.
When this came out.
When it comes to the sport of basketball and Kobe, I mean, he's Jordan's little brother.
Yeah.
I mean, that comes from Jordan.
Sure is.
I think he's the closest thing to Michael Jordan since Michael Jordan as a player, just the playing style, the way he played the game, he modeled himself after Jordan. Nobody can take away what he brought to the game. I mean, it's just undeniable. He was a beast. He's the Mamba for a reason.
Yeah, it's crazy seeing all the celebrities, man.
He's my brother's favorite player. Yeah. My brother's a huge Laker fan.
I hate the Lakers.
He didn't believe me. I when I texted it to, because we saw it on Twitter first on TMZ.
Lakers still suck.
Yeah, fuck the Lakers.
Go Celtics.
But he didn't believe me. He thought it was fake. He's like, oh, that's fake news.
Yeah.
I mean, then I start sending it
more and more.
Yeah. Then my mom is messaging me about Kobe. I'm getting all kind of my cousin.
So many people
are hitting me up about Kobe. Because he meant a lot to a lot of people, and he does a lot of really good things to the community. And his relationship with his daughter, there's so many videos that you see just...
Yeah, a lot of videos, a lot of pictures. Like Colleen was saying, like, the impact it has on somebody that's not a huge Kobe fan. Yeah. Like, you want to hold your kids a little bit longer at night. You want to call your people you haven't talked to in a while. It's sad, man.
Big time.
Terrible, terrible thing.
But then you get the, Ari. Like, let's talk about Ari.
Ari Shaffir.
Like, he's one of my favorite comedians. We know who he is.
Yeah,
he's a shock comedian sometimes. Like, he goes for the jugular. He goes for the joke in a terrible situation. And that first day, Charlie sent me that Ari Shaffir video.
Yeah, he, all his shit's getting canceled too, man.
What'd he do?
I don't even want to. He joked about it. Said he was happy he died. He said he should have died 20. He died 23 years too late. He got away with rape because all the Hollywood liberals who attack comedy enjoy rooting for the Lakers more than they dislike rape. Big ups to the hero who forgot to gas up his chopper. I hate the Lakers. What a great day. Fuck the Lakers.
And he's talking about Shaffir. And he's like, if you were at Charlotte. Like Charlotte Hornets, like if you would have just stayed here, maybe you wouldn't have been over there. Maybe this wouldn't have happened, kind of thing.
Like,
and now he didn't know about the daughter.
He didn't know about his daughter on being on the heli. Yep. It don't matter.
It doesn't matter.
That's
it
not
doesn't.
Comedy. That's not fucking comedy. Yeah. When you there's nothing funny about that. That's just trying to get your name out there. But listen, it's backfired. People are talking about him, but everything's getting canceled.
It's today's society.
So
and
bad,
and it's like. Okay, like when, what's his name from Fast and Furious died?
Paul Walker.
That's a tragedy. Yeah. The dude from Jackass and CKY.
Oh, Ryan Dunn.
He died. It's a tragedy when these things happen, but you always are going to have the comedians. That's what they do, man. They go with that angle.
But that's not funny. When he posted that, there's no joke.
The way he did that, it wasn't the right way.
It wasn't funny.
It wasn't tasteful. He's done that, but he's done that like 1,000 times before. Yeah.
Don't make it right. Fuck him.
He's done it 1,000 times before, and it's always been acceptable and funny to the masses.
He's gonna get himself.
But this one was this was the wrong one.
He's gonna get himself hurt.
This makes me sad for his family. Like his family is seeing that. Like,
I have a truck driver that lives in West Hollywood, a trucking company, and one of his neighbors. I guess one of his, someone he knows lives like a few miles away from that accident. And when she came into her backyard, they have her video and the smoke coming up from the helicopter. I mean, they were like right there.
Oh, really?
So it's like, man,
terrible.
It's a big thing. It's a big thing, man.
Well, let's get off of this shit, man. It's a little depressing.
It's heavy.
Let's talk about something good. What do we want to talk about? I want to talk about Saturday. Yeah. I want to talk to Colleen about Saturday because I wanted to go, and just like I wanted to go to Bug Nutty, but I just couldn't do it.
So I need to give a shout out to all my hardware store employees that worked the Girl Scout cookie pairing on Saturday, because it was a massive success. Awesome. We did 112 flights in the first hour we were open.
Wow.
You can't even understand. Like, it was one of those times where I was just pouring beer so much that I couldn't tell you who was there. I don't even know if I said hi to a single customer, because couldn't even stop for 2 seconds because it was just flight after flight after flight. And
that's amazing.
My team.
The weather was perfect, right?
It was so great.
Yeah.
My team of, I had Jim there. I had Keegan and Kyle and guys. Devin and Josh and Karen.
Oh, you guys are fully loaded.
We had so many people, but like they all worked together so well. And it was just like, it was beautiful to see. And as a manager, I couldn't be more proud. Like awesome. What a great event.
Like a well-oiled machine.
It really was. Like, and I had my reservations because a lot of them, you know, aren't familiar with hardware as much as they are bricks, but they killed it, man.
Well, that's awesome.
That's great.
Yeah.
So awesome.
And then we had the food trucks in the back at 4. So hardware was literally busy from open till close because we allow people to bring in outside food.
Oh, nice.
So they would go out back, get food from the food trucks, come in, drink beer, eat food, go back and get more food.
Oh, hell yeah.
And then,
that's
you know.
Awesome.
So it was a good weekend for us.
Heck yeah. The whole weekend was nice, man.
Yeah, it was beautiful. You said you'd never had Girl Scout cookies. You've never had the lemon cookies?
No, the lemonades. I always go with what I know. Good. And those lemonades.
They're
I was surprised.
They're on point, man.
It's that layer on the bottom.
Yeah, that's that
whatever that goodness is on the bottom.
That makes it. They're in my house right now. I got I got them everywhere. I got them everywhere, man. And it's
why didn't you bring any?
Because I just got to get. I don't know. I don't want to bring them. I don't want to share them. I don't want to share them. I don't want. Do you want to
share
buy
them for $5?
Are you standing out in front of Publix?
No,
Do you have one of the uniforms?
She did. Ava does a bunch of patches. Yeah, Ava's been a Girl Scout for a long. If she wants me to wear one, I'll wear one. I don't care.
Okay.
Whatever, dude. I got a My Little Pony shirt because of my daughter.
Okay.
Hey, Daddy, can you buy that shirt? I fucking bought it.
Okay.
Don't bother me.
All right.
It's not like I'm wearing a bathing suit top. But yeah, maybe next week I'll bring some Girl Scout cookies for $5 a box. You got to pay, bro.
Is that what your costs are?
peanut butter patties.
Are you marking them up?
No. I know they went up $1 this year. They went from 4 to 5. Piss me off. Oh, well, man. Now,
we'll charge $7.50 for them.
Me and Colleen weren't able to make it Saturday to Bug Nutty.
Yep.
I listened to it.
Uh-huh.
I thought it sounded fucking great.
Yeah, had a great sound, didn't it?
Like, it really did. You could hear the Beatles playing in the background.
Yeah.
You know, it was
cool.
The gentleman you interviewed was awesome.
Yeah, really cool guy.
Down to earth.
Yeah. Awesome.
Sound like you guys had a blast.
We had a blast, man.
Shout out to Danielle, man. Happy 40th.
I was getting drunk.
I am
getting drunk
so
too.
Sorry I couldn't make it out there.
She was having a blast the whole time. Brad was setting up all the feng shui.
Yeah, I heard
40th feng shui, and it was awesome. Like they did a great job. It was they had a lot of people coming out. There was a lot of Titusville people.
I didn't realize that the Danielle y'all were talking about was Danielle Brown. That's how I know her from high school.
Yeah, she went to high school.
I saw the pictures. Yep. I'm like, I know Danielle.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Yeah, her husband, Brad, he's a cool fucking dude, man. I really wish I could have been able to go, but parenting called.
It was so nice out. It was just awesome.
Yeah, good.
The show, it was so easy. It was awesome. Everything went great. Beer was great. Service
Joe
was
sounded
awesome.
Like shit. Joe sounded terrible. He was the only part of the whole podcast that just sounded like shit. But you sounded great. The background sounded, everything sounded good except for Joe because he was so dumb.
Joe's new family that I got to meet. Okay, like we had Sean on.
Oh my God, Shauna's dad. Oh my God. Yeah, he was awesome. Yeah, shout out to Shauna. Her mom and dad were on it, huh?
They were both so awesome. They want to meet us at the ODP sometime for some drinks. Like, legitimately. Like, they're like, let's go ODP.
Do you legitimately go to the ODP? I don't think
I'll go there. People, I love going there.
Dirty bars.
Yeah, it just
dives.
For me, it's a bar. It's a dive bar that you just go. I don't know. People there know my family.
Okay.
Growing up, some of the old folks. And I like going in there and talking to them and chopping it up with them.
Yeah, like dirty bars.
There's some of those old guys, man, they know my mom.
I blame that on going to MJ's.
They knew my grandparents. You know, they know my
Shout
family.
Out to MJ's.
And it's kind of fun to go in there late and kind of bullshit around with them a little bit.
Well, that's good.
So I go to all kinds of dive bars. Pintos. We go to Pintos. Yeah.
Hey, speaking of MJs, you know who I saw this weekend? I hadn't seen in forever?
Who's
that? Al Escobar.
Oh, yeah.
And Tim Gibbs. They, like, came in. I guess I didn't even know you and Al were friends.
I saw him on Saturday.
Oh, my God. MJs is coming right back now. So
where are they at? Playland?
Yeah.
That's cool, man.
They're both doing great,
I just saw Tim.
We might see him Sunday when we're picking up trash.
Yeah. Last time I saw Tim, we were picking up trash at Holliver Canal.
Exactly. Yeah, man.
Very good.
I went, there was about a month or so ago, me and Al met up, and we met up with him at the line or something, or we were at Bricks first, and then to the line, I think, later. So, they're doing great, man. It was good to see him.
That's good, man.
Heck yeah.
What else we got going on?
I went to Disney yesterday, surprise, surprise.
At Disney on a Tuesday.
It was awesome because there was no one there.
Is the weather just awesome?
It was so great. I was like, oh, man. I'm walking around. We went to Magic Kingdom.
Everything was getting right on.
Yeah. Yeah. It was great. The kids were good. We had our ABA therapist, our behavior therapist, come with us.
You'd mentioned that last week.
Yeah. So she came, helped us with some stuff. We rode the rides the kids aren't very fond of, like the Pirates of the Caribbean and the Haunted Mansion. They get a little scared of that. But
I love those. Haunted Mansion's the best. That's my daughter's favorite.
Yeah. Went well. Got a close parking space for once.
Nice.
The monorail, there was no one on it. I'm like, this is the best time to go to Disney right now.
My passage just ended on the 22nd.
Did you see that Universal's getting Mario Land now or something?
Yeah, I did.
Guess I'm going to Universal.
I know, with Riley, the way he is with Mario Land. I almost went.
Silas is going to go crazy about Mario Land.
This Saturday, they're doing a 5K. I almost went.
If they had the Mario Rabbit Kingdom battle, Silas will, like, he'll kill me if I don't give him passes for that.
Yeah. When is that supposed to be done?
I don't know. You should do the 5K. Why not?
I got too much shit going on.
Oh, okay.
Are you running 3 miles now?
Yeah. Right at 3 miles.
You know, I ran track and cross country in high school. I could train you.
I had heard about that. You should. We should train after the show.
I got all my notes from Coach Canfield.
I'm in my flip-flops, but I'll get
there
it done.
There we go.
He was a national, he was a bad, I ran some 5Ks.
You know, Lloyd
I know
have,
my 5K times.
Lloyd Have Mercy, a family member.
We can pull up my magazines that have all my articles, and I have all my times for my 5Ks.
You should go back there and get it for 15 minutes and get off the mic.
I can go get it and get out here if you want me to go get it for you.
Yeah, go get it right now. Turn your mic off and go get it.
Have you seen it yet? You want me to go get it?
I think I'm good.
No.
Are you sure?
Colleen, all right. Let him go get it.
If y'all want me to see it, anytime y'all want me, I'll get it.
Turn your mic off.
In the attic. If it's in the attic, I'll go up there and get it.
Turn your mic off and go get it. We'll see you in 20 minutes.
All right. Bye.
You know what else? I ate at a Third Culture Kitchen for the first time this week.
So good. Yeah, the spring rolls.
Yes,
vegetarian.
I did.
They're fucking good.
Like, we just got a bunch of appetizers and stuff to split. The wings were incredible.
Yep.
Dude, it's
the
so
spring,
good.
Everything was
the
so
bowels.
Good. I was like, man, how did I wait? So, well, with the kids, it's hard. But now that three of them, some days are all in school.
Yeah.
Now that you've
we
tried
know, like,
it,
lunch
there's no
there.
Excuses.
Yeah. We better go back on Friday.
So you got like,
I swear.
You got like appetizers.
Yeah. I did get the, how do you say it?
Shout out to my
the
girl
bow.
Jamie.
Bow buns.
There.
Yes. Yeah. The spicy chicken one was real yummy.
I'll call and take out. It's awesome.
Is the takeout? I mean, like, I always feel like
it's,
with takeout, you might
not right
get
here.
It.
It's right.
So good. It's right down the road from here. It's like less than a mile. So I just.
Oh,
boom,
so
boom.
It's not. Yeah.
So next week, just take out and have dinner ready for us when we get home.
Yeah. I will do that.
I'll be here at 5:15.
Don't test me at a good time.
In your driveway. Waiting.
Colleen, Colleen's always really early, and I gave her a hard time.
She's a little late today.
I was teasing her last time. I said, oh, hey, I just got here. I'm totally going to tell you that the next podcast starts at 6:30. And I was just teasing, and I know it got her, you know.
Yeah, so she showed up a little later.
So we're just sitting there. I'm like, watch, she's going to either show up like 5 minutes later, like right on time.
I was thinking of like not even coming at all until like.
I thought you might.
Until like 6:45 when it was almost over.
Oh, that sucked.
It's like you try to plan things out and get things done before the show.
That would have sucked. But it wouldn't have sucked.
But I guess Scott's the kind of guy, though, like for real, that like if you're running early, it doesn't matter. Go park your car somewhere and sit there because he doesn't want to have to talk to you any longer than he has to.
Come on in. Yeah.
No.
I'm just saying I just got here and
no,
I feel bad.
From now on, it'll never happen. When I bring pork and ribs, I'm going to eat them in the car down the street.
No, wait for me.
Okay, me and you will sit down the street, and then we'll come in.
You take me wrong, and you're going to learn something about me right now. I'm going to teach. I'm going to rev.
See, now, what's your excuse? Joe's not here, and she's being mean.
Oh, I'm going to be mean.
There's no mean.
Because I thought we were friends, and he was like, oh, cool, she's here early, and we could talk shit about Charlie and Joe. But
no, he's not like that.
He even got to eat like 4 ribs before y'all got here because I got here early.
You son of a bitch.
Okay, so you ready?
He ate like 9.
You ready to feel bad?
Done.
The reason you should feel bad is
nobody feels bad for making fun.
The reason I'm like that, because I totally am, okay, I admit, I totally get like that. It's not like being negative about you being here so early. It's I feel bad because I'm like a chicken with my head cut off when I just walk in my house. I'm walking to my room. I'm walking up here. I'm going to the kitchen. I'm getting this started. I'm getting that started. And I feel like if you're just sitting here, that I'm not entertaining or I'm not being respectful to you. So I'm like trying to say, hey, I just got here. I'm sorry. And I got to do this and this and this. And I'm trying to like, because I feel bad. It's not because I'm mad. It's just not like I'm not prepared to just give you 100% of my attention like my guest should deserve.
You don't have to feel bad about this. But I think what this also goes back to is what you have talked about before previously, Charlie, about how like it's ingrained in you, like to be on time. Like my mom, it was always like, and even with work, if you're 10 minutes early, you're on time.
Yep.
You know,
and Charlie's always early too.
Always.
So like if I have things to do before I have to be here, I try to allow myself plenty of time in case something goes down.
Just in case. Yeah.
And that's fine.
But those are the days everything goes exactly right, and then you're early, and you're like, well, what do I do?
Guess what? You're more than welcome every time. Charlie comes in early all the time, too, and I joke with him about it, but I don't care, and it doesn't affect me.
But that's because where I work, where I've for 21 years, I have to be at least a half hour early.
I'm gonna complain about my ex-wife right now. Okay, you ready?
Oh, no.
She was late to fucking everything. And when we first got together, that was one of my biggest
pet
peeves.
Man.
Because it was so disrespectful. I'm like, I hated it. But then, like, years go by, okay? So we were together almost 15 years. By that 14th or 15th year, you're kind of like, you know what? Fuck it. You know? I'm tired of fighting with this bullshit. Blah, blah, blah. And now I'm back into that. I got to be on time. I got to, you know what I mean? Like, I care about that shit a lot more now. Like, for myself.
Yeah, I have to be early. I literally get anxiety about it.
Same. I usually, if I'm going on a date or if I'm doing anything like that, I'm usually 15 minutes early, 10 minutes early.
Yeah, ooh, man. A date, huh? Let's talk about that.
Let's talk about.
What kind of dates?
Huh? It's my grinder days, man, here and there.
Wait, grinder?
What the fuck is a grinder?
You don't want to look.
I'm not. I'm not Googling.
No dates. I'm date free right now.
Interesting. Yep. I don't know. The kids are yelling in the background. Silas is
the awkward sound.
Riley.
Is this the awkward noise? It's like
This is the part you're going to have to cut out.
No, this is the awkward part of stays.
Where's Joe? He would always be able to come up with something
Joe
right now.
Joe posted a picture from Arcadia. Let's find out where Joe is. We got to call him.
Fuck Joe.
Can we call him?
Fuck yeah, we can.
Does he have to be on the podcast? He's not. You know, you guys know he's not good at this. You know.
What are the kids in there?
Like, they're doing karate moves. Riley, how you doing? Let me see a high kick. Okay.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
Just turn around and walk
he
away.
He did nothing.
Hey, fuck you, Dad. And walk away. Cool, man.
Oh, my.
Enjoy your fruit punch, jerk.
Oh, my.
So I tested this. Charlie, I hope this works. If this doesn't work, it's your fault because I asked you.
Yeah, sure. Everything's my fault.
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, Joe.
Yo, can you hear me?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, give me one second. Jump in the truck. Hold on.
Okay. Don't jump in the truck. You hurt yourself.
Hold on. Oh, I can hear you.
Hi, Joe.
Yep, I can hear Colleen too.
Cool, man. You're on the podcast. How's your night going?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe. Fuck you.
Wow.
That was so fun. Do it again.
Did you just hang up on him?
Yeah. Fuck him.
Oh no.
Oh, I think we lost you there.
Hello?
Joe, leave me a message.
Oh my gosh.
Oh.
Oh my god, you guys are so.
Hey, Joe.
Nah, he's done.
Oh,
that's
man.
A wrap. That's a wrap.
That's all we
he's
get.
Done. Yeah.
Joe, I had nothing to do with that.
He's in his truck eating wrap snacks crying.
Wrap snacks.
Migos fucking sour cream with a hit of ranch. Oh, that was good.
I'm about to go Facebook Live and see who else wants us to call them. Oh, if they have anything interesting to say.
Hey, I did the...
I've never done that before, though.
Oh man, we just got the middle finger from Joe.
Oh, he said, give me five.
Give me five, bitch. You're on our time.
I thought he was in a drive-thru. It sounded like a drive-thru he was ordering.
So listen, I did talk. The topic tonight was what's misheard song lyrics. Mine was Kicking Your Cat All Over the Place, which is Kicking Your Can All Over the Place by Queen, We Will Rock You.
Okay.
I always thought they were kicking fucking cats, bro. I was like, why is this dude kicking a fucking cat, man?
That's the worst.
We got some pretty... Shauna Thomas says that there's a Taylor Swift song where she says litter box. I don't even... I'm not a Taylor Swift. That's your department.
I do not know Taylor Swift.
No.
I don't know what any of her songs.
Smile Like You Killed Someone, Perfect Circle, Russ.
I feel like there's a bunch that I know, but I can never think of them off the top of my head.
Oh, dude.
There's one with Paradise City, right?
No, check this out. Lillian Hurley Welch.
Happy birthday, Lillian.
Yeah, happy birthday, Lillian.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Blinded by the Light, Revved Up Like a Douche, or yeah. Is an owner in a fight.
Yes, that, Wrapped Up Like a Douche.
Yeah.
I always thought it was Wrapped Up Like a Douche.
So
that's one. That's I choose that one.
So Remus, who he goes by Remus, that's Steve fucking Andrew, you crazy bastard.
Wrapped Up Like a Douche.
Dirty Deeds Done with Sheep.
The Thunder.
And then, Dungarees.
Yeah. And for those.
Dirty D's.
And for
maybe
those.
This is the joke. Try to make me sing these.
For those who love the cock, we salute you. I don't believe that one.
What is that? What is that supposed to be?
For those who like the rock, we salute you. Body Like a Backhoe. I don't know what that is, Trey Powers.
Let me tell you about mine, the worst one. So growing up in high school, two of my best friends, Amy and Holly, the twins, we would listen to Sublime endlessly in their car. And at the beginning of my Ruka, now understand this, I never actually heard the words because they would just automatically sing over it. So at the very beginning, they would say all the time, yeah. They would say, football changed our lives. And like, I never knew that it was anything different. Well, then I'm riding in the car with good old Jimmy Rogers.
Shout out to Jimmy, Star Wars.
The song comes on, and I'm like, football changed our lives. He literally turns the radio off, pulls over and looks at me and said, what did you just say? And I'm like, football changed our lives? He goes, it is punk rock changed our lives.
Yeah.
And I just was, I was like, mind blown. And I was so embarrassed at the same time because I'm like, that makes so much more sense.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Thanks a lot, Amy and Holly. I should have known better because they get a lot of song lyrics wrong, but I love them so much.
Bernadette Day has a whole bunch of them. Oh, my God. Blame It On My ABC's Baby instead of Blame It On My ADD. Scalzi has a...
Is there one on White Wedding? It's a nice day for a white wedding.
Daryl Nichols, Excuse Me While I Kiss This Guy, Jimi Hendrix. But it's like Kiss the Sky.
Oh. That's a good one, actually.
Yeah. See That Girl, Watch Her Scream, Kicking the Dancing Queen. That's a good one, too.
Oh, my God.
Jesus Christ, this is off the chain. Nora.
This guy.
There's a Bathroom on the Right. There's a Bad Moon on... Oh, God, yep.
Okay.
There's a lot. God damn, there's a lot of these, huh? Oh, man, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying that one.
I still can't believe Ari's like getting canceled everywhere off of that. I'm not saying he should or shouldn't.
What are you talking about?
I'm sorry.
Oh, going back to the Kobe thing?
I'm sorry. I had to. You just talked about. I'm not saying that. Like it just snapped that.
Yeah, but fuck
head.
That dude, man. You say shit like that about somebody that dies. You fucking. I'm not with that cancel culture shit. People should be able to do whatever they want, but there's a line to everything. It's not funny. It's not comedy.
Well, the people that run that also have that option to where if they don't, you know,
sure.
They can do whatever. So he can start his own crap and, you know, go from there.
Yeah. And
his supporters will still follow him. I'm always going to love the dude, but I mean, everybody fucks up.
Brendan Schaub and Brian Callen, they shit on him, dude.
Did they?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Yeah.
Wow, dude.
Yeah. Callen. Yeah. That's his buddy. Rogan hasn't really talked about it yet, but it'll come up.
Wow.
It's crazy.
See, I haven't heard any of the fallback yet. So you telling me all this right now, it's like shocking to me. It's like news to me right now.
JD Mill, I'll never be your pizza burning.
I always thought that they would all support each other through something like that. You know what I mean? Like, I knew that because I thought it was in bad taste. I'm sorry. I'm keep talking about
what
it.
What is happening here?
He's rabbit holing.
I'm sorry.
Just go fucking
Let's listen to each other and talk about what we're saying.
Go
except for when it's convenient for Scott to change it up.
Yeah, let's
I'm
go.
Sorry, I'm so sorry.
Go get your cross country shit.
No,
I'll see you in 20 minutes.
I'm good. I'll leave it alone.
Okay, finally. How's everything going with your son?
He said cereal.
Did he really?
Yeah. He just asked my husband for cereal. I just got the text. Of course, I miss out on all this. You know,
he did it tonight?
Yeah, just now.
Get the fuck out of here.
They said that they thought he said it at school today. But yeah, so he said cereal. So, but
he's just saying more and more and more.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's really cool. And he's got the sweetest little voice. It's like, oh, man.
You
got
to get it on video.
But now he's doing this thing where when he's getting in trouble, and then I'm like, no, don't do that. And he looks at me, he's like, hi.
Oh.
Hi. I'm like, don't use your little cute
do whatever you want. I love you.
To destroy the house.
Dude, no way you can't.
Just do whatever you want. Just say hi again. Hi.
And by the way, that monorail that we got, you asked how long it would last? Yeah.
It
barely moves now, and all the doors are missing. Apparently, they come off, and he took them all
fuck
off.
Fuck it. That's what toys are for.
We have someone interrupting us.
Who's that?
Hello?
Get me on the fucking air.
Oh, here we go.
What's up, gangster? Eating some rap snacks?
No, I'm trying to. I don't eat rap snacks, baby. That's fat people food, man. I don't do that shit.
Stop.
Right here in the hotel, have myself a little fucking 30 minutes on the treadmill. So I'm done talking.
What?
I'm going to get in here and save this fucking show. Let me guess.
Kill.
Half hour talking about how much you love each other.
No, Scott Rabbit holds.
It is to be there without me. Nobody's angry.
We got in two fights already.
Yeah, Scott's rabbit hole. Scott.
They're all about me.
It's always about Scott.
That was a good fucking point.
Joe, I'm you for today going off on Scott, so we're good. And I had nothing to do with that hanging up on you and the FU thing.
Charlie
I didn't have anything to
do
with it.
So be mad at him too now.
I'm not worried. I was just getting out of the fucking truck. It's pouring down rain and trying to check it.
Oh, that was me then. Thank you.
I'm not waiting.
Where are you at, buddy?
Sarasota? Like Sarasota Bradenton Airport is where I'm at right now.
Where were you earlier today?
I was over by your sister's place, actually. She said,
what
say
the
hello.
Fuck were you doing over there?
Oh, God.
I ran through a couple things in Lakeland and then had to go to
what are
Port
things?
Charlotte?
Port Charlotte.
Shauna's parents want to know what things you're running through with your bra and shit.
Send her a picture of your sister's boobies and
well what
done.
Was that my sister's bra? Though? Like, what size was that, really?
Uh-oh.
Jesus Christ, Joe. You need to fucking get a memory. Did y'all hear about that, Charlie?
Yeah. What are you eating? A kale salad?
No, not yet. They actually do have a kale salad.
It's like a pickled broccoli.
Oh. Dude, I'm fucking pissed because I drove all the way out to this fucking hotel and there was no fucking food around here, man.
Oh. I don't know what to tell you,
place
dude.
Is like fucking 9 miles away in the fucking rain.
There's not a Publix. There's usually a Publix within 3 minutes of everything.
Can't
in Florida.
You get it door dashed?
I mean, if you want, like, fucking Popeye's chicken or some fucking weird
gyro.
How are you saying no
sounds
to
like
Popeye's
a fucking problem,
right
dude.
Now.
Yeah, my downfall.
Popeye's
Jesus.
Chicken,
Popeye's.
I still never had their sandwich.
Run on the treadmill for 45 minutes and eat a fucking sandwich.
Yeah.
I'll run on the treadmill for 45 minutes, go upstairs and fucking eat a salad.
Aw, yes. Joe, I am so proud of you, man.
You're making me feel like a douche.
I did stop at Five Guys today, though, and fucking demolished a burger with no bun, dude. I fucking put a hurt in.
Yes.
That.
Scott,
so good.
Scott ate 7 slices of pizza before the podcast.
Yep.
That sounds about right. So what are you guys talking about? We talk about obviously how fucking well things went on Saturday.
Yeah, both at the hardware store and Bug Nutty.
That's awesome.
Talked about why are we going over this? We're still doing the fucking show. We'll text later.
Yeah, let me know. Did we already? So I don't fucking repeat it. Did we already go over the power group or whatever it's playing down on Friday night down at Bug Nutty?
No, uh-uh.
We need to do that, man.
I got my kids, and can I take my kids to that?
Sure you can.
I don't think you can take your kids in a brewery. I wanted to bring that up, right? There's
no,
etiquette
can.
To that, right?
Bullshit. I bring my kids in the hardware store.
Acceptable.
Yeah, but it's like a band at night.
No, uh-uh.
It's like
I think there's a certain time period where you... I don't care when people bring their kids in, but other people might have a problem with it if they're trying to go out and have
at
a good
night.
Yeah. And if your kids aren't well behaved and they're like, what are you doing?
Like, my kids are super well behaved, and we would just like sit outside with the door
your
open.
Your kids are well behaved. That wouldn't be
and
an
they would
issue.
Just stand and watch.
Just
know,
leave
like,
them in the car and roll
I
the window.
I probably
down.
Wouldn't even drink. I would just probably kind of just hang just to see the band.
Yeah.
That's the whole thing. I'm,
that girl's
I'm
like hot and stuff, too.
But I am not. I'm not drinking heavy because I got to leave for
how
New Orleans at 10 o'clock the next day.
Yeah, going to see Tool, huh, buddy?
Going to see Tool again.
I'm jealous.
Trying to hope for that Iceland show.
Yeah, you're sure you'll be in Yugoslavia seeing him in 2021.
If it pops up, I'll send you a fucking postcard. Make sure my dick says something Yugoslavian above it.
Oh, man. We did misheard song lyrics on the Facebook page.
Oh, did you? Okay, I'll play with that here in a minute. Like I said, I just wrapped up, so.
Wrap up like a douche?
Hey, Emily.
In the middle of the night.
Emily Nichols killed it. Emily put Dirty Needs Toe Jam Cheese.
Oh, instead Lord, that's a hard, that is a real a misheard one.
Dirty Deeds, Thunder Cheese. Yeah, fuck, that's a good one.
I remember Dirty Deeds and the Thunder Cheese.
That's bad.
That's what it was. Thunder Cheese.
Yeah.
Thunder Chief.
That's bad, dude. All right, well, listen, man. Eat your kale salad, go run 7 miles on the treadmill, and shut the fuck up.
I'm giving 30 minutes on the treadmill, so I'm going to make it about fucking 0.2 miles.
Okay. A light jog, buddy. Don't kill yourself.
I'll see you fucks on the bridge tomorrow night when I get home.
All right, buddy.
All right, man. Y'all do your thing. Have fun tonight.
Later.
Bye, Joe.
Bye. Bye.
Hey, Charlie. Yeah. I just got a message from Amanda Hunt.
Oh, man. I miss her. I just saw
her. She said, I have so much dirt on Charlie.
Oh, she's got a lot.
Dun, dun, dun.
Well, hold the fuck on. You tell her I got dirt on her. Oh, give me that phone.
How many people do you have dirt on and that you have dirt on them and they have dirt on you?
Everybody.
I know like 3 or 4 off the top of my head.
This is Titusville.
Like, me and you have picture dirt on each other that we're sitting here threatening each other with on Facebook every fucking time we fucking get around each other. Like, oh, I'm going to fucking post this. I'm going to post this.
Yeah, it's pretty
ignorant.
That's
all we fucking do.
It's pretty ignorant.
But now you got other people, like, texting through people saying, hey, tell him that motherfucker got shit on him.
And Amanda.
Yeah, you're reverting the shit back.
Amanda would never do that to me, man. Amanda's a sweetheart. I love Amanda.
I got to see her this weekend. I haven't seen her in so long. Yeah. And she came up for the pairing. Like, I got to see a lot of people this weekend, actually. It's one of those things where when you work down there, you just have those times where you, and it is cool because I get to catch up with people, but
that's
at the same
time.
That's
how we started,
like,
talking again.
Yeah.
The fucking hardware store. We went in there and started hanging out and shooting the shit. And here we are. Now we're making fun of Scott together on a podcast. Fucking
I'm telling
easy.
Her to fucking stay out of my house and shit.
Yeah. I'm telling her she can come to my house if Brent brings his meat. How about that?
She brought the meat and it was great.
Yeah, it was. I smashed that pulled pork the next day.
I've been talking about those ribs for like since that happened.
Yeah.
They're that fucking good. I might call this.
He appreciated
that.
It so much.
Brent's meat a fucking gin.
I told him, I was like, man, they really liked it, and he couldn't believe it. I was like,
how can he not believe
why?
It?
Why? Why do you doubt yourself?
Has he ever put his own meat in his mouth? It's fucking great.
I'll put it in there.
Oh, this all sounds so bad.
No,
for
I'm
less than 12 million.
I'm talking about the pork and the ribs. The ribs and what are you guys talking about? How does that sound bad?
The ribs. They're great.
Oh, nothing. Nothing.
He makes good meat. Jesus Christ. Leave it alone.
I'm not complaining.
What do you want to take a break or do you want to talk about what we're doing this weekend
this
or what do you want to do?
Feeling a little bit. Yeah, I need a break.
Let's take a break so Scott can go pull out his track and field and cross
country. Oh, you want me to get my shit?
Please.
Oh, I'll go get it. I'll be right back.
Go run. Ooh, look how fast he is.
All right. Give this another shot. First off, we got Stan the Man with his long black hair flowing. He swears that he's Hawaiian, but I'm telling you he's Samoan. I don't care what you say, I don't care what you do, cause you look too much like Troy Polamalu. As far as I'm concerned, you'll always be Samoan. Next up, we got Jared, who's kind of a lefty thug. Back in the day, he'd cruise around town riding dirty in his purple bug. I don't care what you say, I don't care what you do, cause you're no such color as lapis blue. We all know that VW is purple. Last but not least, we got Scott the Thought, also known as the Geezer Pleaser. When he sees an old lady out on the town, he just can't wait to meet her. I don't care what you say, I don't care what you do, cause you're no such goddamn, he'll go down on you for $10 million, this motherfucking song. And he also likes to meet strange Mexicans in the sauna. When Jared comes marching home, hoorah, hoorah.
Okay, listen, we need to talk about this.
I'm scared.
All right. Hang
on. I don't want that fucking bird flu, man.
Fucking coronavirus, man.
I do not want the bird flu.
It's here. All your clothes are made in China. Take them off now, Scott. Quick, take your clothes off.
Colin, why are you so calm about this shit?
Because I just saw, I think it was Dr.
You cannot
listen,
fuck on it.
Listen, they said yes, it's a virus, but like your people
you
aren't dying about it. Like
there's no fucking on that.
There's I mean, more cases of this than there was SARS.
Okay. But did you die?
And the coronavirus is causing fucking earthquakes in Jamaica.
Did you die?
Look it up.
All right, look up the meme. Did you die?
The earthquakes are being caused by the fucking coronavirus.
Obviously, Charlie.
This
obviously. Fucking
2020 is a problem, dude. Right? It's like bad.
There's a lot of shit happening.
It's fucking, it's scary, man.
You got like all kinds of shit going down right now.
So like I haven't been following this coronavirus
There's fires in Australia. There's fires in California. There's freaking political fucking madness going on. There's coronaviruses.
130 people have died from the coronavirus.
Corona has beer has a virus now.
Did you hear that, Colleen? 130 people. The world's coming to an end. 130 fucking people.
I wonder if Corona beers are having a sink in sales because just of the name.
Oh my God.
I'm so fucking scared.
Lyme disease. That's then a stupid fucking meme I keep seeing. Something about the coronavirus and then Lyme disease.
Oh, stop. That's not funny.
That's bad. That Lyme disease stuff, that's awful.
So like 2000,
that hurts, man.
Lyme disease?
I get that.
Have you had it?
No, but there's a lot of people that have. It's fucking bad.
Cool, man.
No, I'm just saying, like, you're talking about Lyme disease. I'm just trying to be sympathetic. I'm not
Tell
Ari.
Me about it.
I'm the opposite of Ari right now. I'm trying to go, like...
Tell me about Lyme disease. Like, tell me everything you know. Leave your phone on the fucking desk and let's talk about
know.
It.
I don't know all the shit that it does, but I know, like, my cousin, his wife has it.
It's just bad.
And it's terrible.
Bad.
Well, that's
Real
good
bad.
For putting her business out there. Awesome.
She posts about it. Jesus Christ, why are y'all making me feel so anxious right now? Why is it so
Tell
funny?
Me about Lyme disease.
Why is it so fucking funny?
You're a Lyme diseaseologist, you
oh
fucking jerk.
God,
that's what? Not even a thing.
Yeah, that's the name of the show. Lyme diseaseologist.
Oh,
spell that shit first.
No, I can't fucking spell.
I can't spell that shit at all. You can write it.
But seriously, you're not worried about the coronavirus at all. That's... Okay, I don't know.
I'm just saying there's also a lot of hype around this kind of stuff. Like, I mean...
Hey, Lillian had like a mask on Facebook group today. She was at the hospital with a mask on.
On her birthday.
On her birthday.
Well...
It's birthday virus.
I fucking want a mask. I'm not going to work with that one tomorrow. Everybody fucking is in there coughing all day. Ian next to me is sick every other day. Tyler over there, he's going to the doctor tomorrow because he's fucking sick.
Ian's always sick, isn't
Everybody's
he?
Sick. Fucking everybody in the office, we're all sick.
Some people that get sick a lot. I mean, that's just what...
I don't get sick very often.
Everyone's got
I
different
catch
immune
it from my
systems.
Kids and from other people.
I'm knocking on wood. I don't get sick that much.
I just
either.
Get like fucked up toes and feet every once in a while and shit.
Kids are like petri dishes, man. They
no kidding.
They bring it all around.
And then it's like one gets sick, then the next, and then everybody in the whole house is sick.
Yeah, but that's... never at the same time. It's it's a month.
It takes
a
whole
process.
Month.
Yeah.
Fuck, that's terrible, man.
Hey, I do want to talk. You said something about Ian. I want to talk about. My friend Ian Owens, who I grew up with, that mm-hmm. lived in Titusville, who has a show on Hulu right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
In its second season. It's called Shrill. And his
cool.
sister Missy and I, we grew up together. She was always so awesome to me. She lived right down the street.
That is so cool. And what's it about? Tell me about it.
It's the girl from Saturday Night Live. I forget her name at the moment. I think it's like Addie or something. But it's basically about a bigger girl. Just she's a writer and she's just trying to write about how her life is where like people constantly judge her on her looks and
yeah.
she's just trying to find a way to be comfortable in her own body. But Ian is like her work friend that she talks to and he is like a main character in this show. And I
that
only
so
started
cool.
watching it because he was in it. And now it's like I'm hooked. I'm in it. I think I watched 4 episodes today. While the kids were in school.
Post a link to it on the page.
Yeah, I'm really proud of him because ever since like growing up, he was always a performer, whether it be, you know, at the bar entertaining
yeah.
everybody, being funny and
that's cool.
And he was so nice. Always his family. He's got a good family. Like
awesome.
Oh my yeah. God. He's a comedian. Cool. He's a stand up comedian too.
Yeah, he did he was in what is it in Chicago, Second City or something. Mm-hmm. Like, it's a really good improv group. Like, he's doing it, man.
Yeah, that's awesome.
And Second City. And he is a local shout boy out. And I know that so cool. You guys might not know him well, but I know a lot of people that listen to this know him very well.
Yeah, that's very, very so cool.
And thank you.
Post the link on it. I'll watch it.
Yeah. Thank you, BJ Hicks, for bringing it up yesterday, because I did not know season 2 started.
BJ, I love you. Man, I miss BJ.
I miss BJ too.
Is he in Georgia?
I think so, yeah.
Hey, BJ, you need to come back to Brevard County right now.
He's my fantasy football guru.
Yeah. I beat him in fantasy football. Yeah.
Well,
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well,
wasn't this year?
Somebody wants to run track and cross country.
No, not that. Jesus. Not that big of a fucking
back
deal.
Back to this again.
I know. Why hasn't you got
get it over now? It?
Shout out to BJ Hicks, man. I miss you.
Yeah, totally. He helped me with all my fantasy teams until this year, and then I won, and he's like, "No, I'm never gonna help you again."
Yeah, you won. That's a wrap. You're on your own now. Fly on your own. It's so Super Bowl. What are we doing?
Ooh. Hey, so listen.
Ooh. What do you got going on, Colleen?
Well, we close early. Hardware and Bricks will both be closing at 7, so I'll go home and watch it. Okay. But so after last week's episode, my brother called me. Yeah. My brother's obsessed with football, and he is very disappointed that I picked Kansas City, because he's like, you guys were talking about the Giants and how the defense wins the Super Bowl.
And that front line's ridiculous.
And he's like, you know that the 49ers, yeah, their defense is it. And he's like, you made a mistake.
Yep. I think that whole front line is first round picks. And then your secondary, you got Richard Sherman. You got that's a fucking defense is amazing.
I was like, damn, I didn't think about that. And yeah, so, and I told him, I tried to tell him. I'm like, we're not a football podcast.
They got a running game.
And they got a running game. And they got a clock managing quarterback, just like Eli. But Garoppolo's, I think, a little bit. He's going to end up being a little bit better than Eli.
He's going to have to throw this game. Yeah. He's going to have to throw to win. To win the Super Bowl, he's going to have to throw more than this last week. I'm not saying he's got to win the game, because they can still win it on defense and running. But he's got to do more than 6 for 7 or 7 for whatever the hell.
I don't know, man. I don't care what defense you throw at Patrick Mahomes. I think
Mahomes is
a different I think they're going to win.
That team
is so fast. That offense is so fast.
I mean, you got Kittle on one end and Kelce on the other, man. You got two great tight ends. Dude, this is a battle, man.
This will be a good Super Bowl. That's exciting.
I hope it's close.
I think it's the best outcome. Like, you got two badass teams.
People that at the beginning of the year,
everybody's lost because Tom Brady's not in it.
They're all like, oh, the Cleveland Browns. They're going to be the best.
People that didn't know about football thought the Cleveland Browns were going to be good.
Every single channel I watched said
Kareem
that
Hunt's
kind of crap.
In trouble again.
Yeah. There was just like Jacksonville that won the year before. It's fucking stupid. Yeah. Cleveland Browns are never going to be good. It's the Cleveland Browns.
Right. I feel bad for their fans, but they are loyal fans, man.
Hey, man, my brother.
It'll happen for them eventually.
Yeah, Emily. Shout out to Emily. She's a Cleveland poor girl. But you know what? They had LeBron. LeBron brought them a mm-hmm. championship, NBA
yeah,
championship.
Fuck you, Cleveland.
Yeah, don't go that
far. Go Magic.
Talking about Jesus. Fucking the Magic.
Let's go Magic. Not this fucking year.
Nobody cares about the Magic.
We are losing our ass, dude. We suck right now.
Cares
bro.
About the Magic as much as they care about them stupid wooden ships on your fucking dresser up there.
You care about those wooden ships. Don't fucking talk shit about those wooden ships.
Knock them over.
Those are family heirlooms.
They're gonna get fucking knocked over, stupid.
They were made by our elder.
You got that at fucking Hobby Lobby last week.
I don't know. No, it's a family member gave it to me.
What are we going to do, man? Can we just talk shit about Joe for the rest of the podcast?
Oh, I'm worried about the virus, but fuck, Colleen doesn't want to talk about it.
Yes, let's talk about the virus, because that is so interesting.
Does anybody have prepared me to kiss? Like kits.
Somebody just get this dude a mask, and then we can move on with things.
That didn't make any sense.
No, it didn't. It was pretty bad.
I'm gonna fucking
Lillian,
I swear to God,
mail Scott one of your masks.
There's no doubt about it.
God, now I wish Joe was here and you weren't.
What? Are you talking about me?
No, Scott.
Oh, all
right. I was gonna say, thanks, dude.
No, not you. Me and Colleen are teaming up against you, dick.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right, so what are you guys doing for the Super Bowl? Are you going anywhere?
Jared's house.
I heard Jared's having a blowout party. We're going to post his address
Jared's,
on Facebook.
Jared's got a huge party happening off of Singleton.
He's buying all the beer, all the
buying
liquor.
All the beer. Just look for all the cars out front.
We're going to put his address on the Facebook page.
I already ordered an Anderson porta potty if anybody driving by needs to use the bathroom.
Can't wait to poop in his porta potty.
By the time I get done closing, I will just have to go home and watch it.
Yeah, I'm probably going to watch it now.
Jake is having a party, too. I'll get the address from you.
Yeah, that's right.
Everybody.
That's right. I got invited to that. I'm going to stay at home, man. It's amateur night, Super Bowl night.
I'll have the kids. So yeah, we'll probably do the trash thing that morning.
Mm-hmm.
Go get something to eat somewhere and then come hang out here.
Well, this is why we close early. Because, like, everybody, like, they either stay at home or they go to friends' parties. Nobody really, like, goes out to restaurants and stuff anymore. Unless it's, like, Victoria's your hometown wings. And the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And you want to, like, but, hey, this is Titusville and
that's where
the Florida teams aren't really
good ever.
What do you cook?
Chicken
that
wings.
That night. Like at home,
appetizers.
Do you make them or do you order food?
No, I'm going to do like a cheesy garlic monkey bread type thing. I'm going to do wings in my air fryer and I'm going to do probably a dip, a cheese dip or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
We always get wings from Dogs, like 50 garlic parm wings with a side of, oh man. Or I might get them from the bowling alley this year.
I love the Dogs wings too.
Dogs are
the Golden Barbecue I used to like. I haven't been there in a long time.
I haven't either
because
they're terrible.
I haven't really been there
calm
in a long
down.
Time. Last time I went there, it was good. But
bowling alley's
I've
good.
Had very
yes.
inconsistent, but it's overall good. Yeah. Victoria's, man. You got to go to Victoria's.
Yeah.
All of you guys. Are you kidding me?
In North Titusville?
There.
Yeah, their
Victoria's
wings are awesome.
Is the best wings
really?
In town for me right now. For me right now.
Man, the bowling alley wings are like up there. They
I'm
got this sauce
you.
Called the Chad sauce. It's so hot. I love it. Really? Literally burns my mouth. So good.
Best wings in town are
those teriyakis at Victoria's or
Heroes.
Joke.
Heroes.
Oh yeah.
Oh, Heroes got great.
Best
wings
in town.
Are they going to be open? I hope.
I don't know.
Cause they got some weird hours.
Yeah, they do.
Man, yeah, they have a good business, man.
Yeah, Heroes.
God,
let's go.
So
let's go talk to them.
I want to just go there and eat their food too.
I know.
I want to talk to
their
them.
Their cowboy burger
their
is so fucking good.
If we do it, we
fuck.
Gotta
I'm hungry
there.
Now.
The Philly steak and cheese.
Yeah.
Why are we doing this to
they
each other
got a chicken
right
Philly. They got a chicken
Ooh.
Philly that's good, too.
Mm.
Fuck. God, so fucking good.
I'm going to go rip the cheese off the top of that pizza.
You already did that.
You already did it to three of them.
No, just one.
One fucking kids are crying in there. Who licked the fucking top of the pizzas?
They'll be all right.
God, Jesus Christ.
That's it. Let's finish it up.
I fucking wish Joe was here, not you.
We Aww. Miss you, Joe.
I don't.
Did. Okay, well, maybe I do a little bit, but not that much.
I miss Shauna.
I don't miss those legs, though.
And her mom and dad should come on the pod. They're, her dad
oh, we
so
need
good.
To talk to him. Seriously?
He was so good.
No.
Colin, you got to listen.
We need to hear about Cumberland Farms. Like, and Joe does not have a man bun.
Joe has no
like,
bun.
That's
like,
his.
Joe
that's one of
no
his.
Hair.
That's one of his best qualities is he doesn't have a man bun.
That's what he said.
I got the interview. I got to interview Shauna's parents on the podcast.
Okay.
And they were so awesome on air. It was so funny. Their dad has some beef about Cumberland Farms. And
I love Cumberland Farms.
No, they're popping up
phone?
Everywhere.
Yeah.
And they're everywhere. They're taking over with the Dollar Generals.
I'm
and
not
he's
even
got
mad.
A he's got a story about it, and I want to hear his story. I think he can give us some updates. Like we got to call him sometime.
Oh, boy.
And then we're going to meet him out at a dive bar for sure.
We just talk about dive bars tonight with somebody.
Yeah.
I love dive bars. Like, I know you work at a high class.
I didn't always.
Yeah. I know, but this, you know, the hardware store is like this spot. It is the like, spot at Titusville.
Yeah.
But sometimes you want to get a little gritty.
You got
a little
to.
Dirty.
You got to.
Well, when you
get a little dirty.
It's
little
in my
dirty.
Soul. It's deep down. I
Listen,
have to.
You want
to
people watch a little bit?
Listen, that's
oh
always Gold
God,
Lion and
yes.
Pintos for sure. But Gold Lion, you might get in a fight or two. Like, or it might
oh,
just
man.
Happen next to you. Every time I've been there.
Oh, it's great.
Like, there's a fight, man.
You just
it's
get
insane.
Your,
I forgot about Gold Lion. I haven't been there in years.
Like, okay, listen, I'm 40
Since
years
Indian
old.
Since Indium played there was the last time that yeah. you probably went.
Probably. I've been there.
I'm 40 years old. Okay, this is my midlife crisis, okay? I broke my leg 5 years ago.
Oh.
In a
How did
fake,
that happen?
In a fake mosh pit. I wasn't even in the real one. I was sitting on the outside, and I slipped pretty much.
He was in a bitch
in
pit.
The most pathetic, and my friends get to make fun of me
yeah.
for this for the rest of my life. I got some real emotion behind this. So
yeah, there's like 14-year-old kids.
So
it was so bad.
My leg is in half. Like, Jared almost, like Russ cried. Jared took my leg and he almost punched the
folded,
guy because
folded
he, like,
it
was folded in half and he just like flopped it up on top of the fucking on the gurney. And then he put me in a fucking ambulance. My ex-wife's like, fuck, I gotta get in with this asshole. You know what I mean?
Russ ran up to me in tears, yelling, Scott's dead.
Oh, man. I am so nauseous picturing this.
It was so funny. So listen,
that happened to me, okay? And my recovery is like, seriously, when we went to that show.
Oh, Black Flag?
When we were at Black Flag last Tuesday. Me just getting in there a little bit to where it was a little bit rowdy. Yeah. I threw the shark head up for Russ. Like, I totally threw the shark hands up.
Yeah.
And I sat in there, and I got hit real hard a few times. And I was fine. It felt good. I couldn't breathe. I thought I was going to die. I thought I was going to have a heart attack at one point. And my mouth was all dry, and I was like, give me some fucking more Jack and Coke or water or something. And I'd get out and I'd breathe, and Scousey was like 5 minutes later, there's little kids dancing, I'm leaving. And he fucking left.
he told me about that this weekend when I saw
it. So bad.
He left like 5 minutes later. It was hilarious. But Ben was a trooper. He was right up front, and Ben like showed me the way. He's like, follow me.
Yeah.
I'll lead the way. And we got to the front, and he's like, we're in the perfect spot then. And like everybody's just having a blast. And then from that, I had a blast getting hit, like getting a little dirty.
Ben is the concert professional, no joke.
Me and Ben have been through a lot together.
And then I saw him, like Charlie was sober, drink water the whole time he drove, you know, both ways. I just, out of nowhere, I'm fucking doing the shark. I come out and I see his ass fucking doing, just doing a little jolly gallop around in a circle, you know, like just skipping to the lula. And then he just walks out back to the back and he's fine. And I was like, okay, there's our DD. He's fine. And he's just galloping.
It was a good time, man. It was a good time. Got you guys home safe. We had a good time.
So, like, the dive bar thing, like, that's my excitement. That's as exciting as it gets.
Yeah, that Iron Oak Post is kind of a dive bar, huh? Yeah.
I wouldn't say.
But they got good. They got
really good beers.
Tons of good craft beer.
They put on really cool, like, those cool kind of punk shows. They just have that good vibe to them.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, like, just getting out and being excited as a 40-year-old, you don't get that too often. And it's boring as hell at, you know, 11 o'clock. I know you're supposed to be home or whatever, but. Fuck, sometimes we'll stay a little late.
I get it, man.
And where are you going to go? Everything closes at midnight.
I get it. Like, and I'm happy I work at a place where, like,
the Irish pub has always been our
everyone pre-games, and then they go somewhere else to get insanely crazy because, like, I don't want to deal with that shit as a worker.
I mean, that's Titusville. If we're going to talk Titusville, what does every fucking person in Titusville that goes to any of the bars do? It's freaking...
Irish pub.
You got Irish
that's
pub.
Where you go.
Okay, you got Irish pub.
Irish pub's the best.
Oh, I love
that's like
Donovan.
The
that's my
best.
That's like the first place.
Yeah,
you know?
Donovan's
like that's
awesome.
When I was 21, that's where I.
That was my 21st birthday. Was at the Irish
like
pub.
All the Sunday night trivias that we used to go to there with Donovan and all of them. They're the best, dude.
Yeah.
It's like there's nothing bad about. I love that place.
You run into everyone there too. It's
and their
like
food's
the
good.
Day before Thanksgiving. That's where everybody's got to roll through that motherfucker. You see every motherfucker in there.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Let's go to a bar right now and leave the kids here.
Didn't you have the place that's been, it's what's the Cajun place now? It's,
I don't know.
The,
New Orleans?
New Orleans.
By the
Orleans.
Orleans by the river.
Orleans, it's great. Like, their food is really good.
What about that Pier 2?
Pier 220?
220?
That's the tiki bar outside, you know? That's the place. Everybody either goes to Orleans first, and then they go to the Tiki Bar, then it's Old Dixie Pub, or they go downtown and hit the hardware store, then they hit, you know, used to be Dave's.
Yeah.
So now whatever it is right now, because there's so many bar
the
chains.
Customers,
but
the,
everybody bounces around, and then they find the spot for that night, and that's what they do.
That hard,
I mean,
the hardware,
what Titusville does.
The hardware store, and I'm not just saying.
Yeah.
The customers are just, it's so nice. Everybody's so fucking nice there. You know what I'm saying?
No,
it's just.
Dude. We go in there and we're like,
there's never a bad time.
Games where we're sitting outside playing games. There's always like so
many
families
there. When are you
working?
You work Saturday?
I work. My schedule is every Thursday night, every Sunday, and then I alternate Friday and Saturday day.
Okay.
So like this weekend I'm working Saturday.
Out there on some Saturdays a little bit.
You're working Saturday?
Yeah.
What time?
12 to 6.
12 to 6.
Mm-hmm.
I got the kids on Saturday.
Okay.
But I mean, we can come outside and we can bring the Jenga out there.
Yeah, well, the kids love the craft root beer and stuff. Anyways,
that's true.
Well,
it's a good time to come too because there's no events or anything, so it shouldn't be too crazy.
Okay,
yeah, maybe we'll do that this Saturday.
Yeah, without Joe though.
Let's make an event out of it. Shit.
Let's just
anybody
not.
Wants to bring their kids out there.
Man, I'd be so excited.
You know, I'll go.
I don't want Joe to go
because me and the kids are looking for shit to do anyway. I was asking some people at work, like, "What do y'all do with kids on the weekends?" I never have my own weekend.
I want Evan and Jack to go, but not Joe.
We can go pick them up.
Okay. I love them.
They're pretty awesome.
Yeah, we do good.
Now I have to see who I work with that day.
Okay.
Make sure that they're strong enough to handle y'all, you guys coming in.
We're going to have our kids.
We'll just go to the bricks then.
Oh, God, you, buffalo cauliflower.
Don't you effing do it.
Ooh, a scotch egg. Oh, my God. Did you know they got pickle pizza there? Have you seen that thing?
Yes. No. I've had it.
Is it good?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you like pickles?
Yeah.
Listen,
pickles.
Everything there is good, but yes, sometimes one. They...
Damn, you had to say that, didn't
did
you?
Did you
all see... Right, all right, Devin Roberts, you better be ready, man, if they all come. You
Hold
better
on.
Be ready to hustle.
I want to give a shout out to the Bricks Project for this week's Burger of the Week.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Raging Cajun.
I saw it.
Featuring a blackened...
We had a conversation on there.
Featuring a blackened beef burger, provolone cheese, bacon fat Jesus. Fucking collard greens...
What the...
Topped with jambalaya risotto with chicken, shrimp, and andouille sausage.
How do you even get your mouth around that?
What are you? I'm going to fucking try. I'll tell you that. That's going to... Oh, oh.
Cheat meal?
Oh, yeah. I'll only eat half of it. That thing's fucking
Where
huge.
Do these people come up with this fucking shit?
That thing's beautiful.
That would be our James Beard Award-winning chef, Justin Medina.
You know what
Medina?
I'm saying? Like, that's
Shout
what's
out
up,
to Justin,
man. Like,
man.
Like, God damn.
That's
that
2 minutes
good.
Down the road, bro. 2 minutes down. 2 minutes from your house.
Man.
Isn't that awesome? Yeah, I'm going to get one. I'm going to get it this week.
Come on down to Bricks.
We'll go to the Bricks and then the hardware store.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Yeah, we might go to both.
I'm so hungry. I want one of those right
Do
now.
It.
Let's end this podcast. I want to eat cheese off pizza.
I'm going to go eat my Publix up.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're jealous.
Damn. I ate spaghetti, squash, pasta. I did not eat any.
Loser.
I did not
you
eat
had
any
seven
pizza.
Pieces of pizza.
You licked it all. You licked the fucking. You ate the cheese off 4 pieces.
What's that say about you for eating the bread without the cheese?
You're stupid. Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor. He's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright. Daisy's in a tube top, screaming from the top of her lungs. This all ends tonight. Daddy's on the floor. He's screaming for more. I see you're gonna be alright.
That shit's killer! Oh, dude, that was awesome!